My name is David Sinimo. I am an assistant professor of medicine and pediatrics at the Rutgers, New Jersey Medical School with subspecialties in adult and pediatric infectious disease. And we're talking about the recent outbreaks of measles traveling across the country at this point. In the news today really is the Washington outbreak. Washington State's under a state of emergency, but this is only one of the recent measles outbreaks. I'm from New Jersey, so we've been dealing with a lot of cases between New York and New Jersey. I think that what people need to keep in mind is it is increasing. In 2018, the CDC listed 17 separate outbreaks, and most were associated with some form of travel. So either infected travelers visiting the United States or United States residents who were susceptible traveling to other countries that had a higher prevalence of measles. They contracted measles and then brought it back home. So one of the stats currently, and this may change, is 82 different people brought measles into the country in 2018. Our largest recent outbreaks were from 2014, where there were 666 cases. And so we are seeing more and more measles. So the demographic areas or the geographic areas that are being affected, as I said, Washington State right now, New York, New Jersey. There was a large outbreak in California, one in Minnesota in 2017. So I don't think anyone should feel safe from measles at this point. It is often associated with travel. But the number one thing that we're seeing more and more is it's affecting unvaccinated populations. So if you dissect a lot of these outbreaks, the vast majority of the cases, 80% in some of them, the patients that were symptomatic and sick were not vaccinated. So wherever you have a pocket of unvaccinated people, and often it's children, you have the potential for an outbreak. And that's just basic public health. If you have susceptible patients, they're the people most likely to get the infection. And then once they get the infection, they can propagate it. When we talk about measles, I think we have to keep in mind that we're not used to dealing with things that are this contagious. So the attack rate of measles, if you read in the literature, is 90%, which means if you released measles in a room full of susceptible people, 9 out of 10 would actually contract the illness. We don't see things that are 90%. And so measles is, by that definition, extraordinarily contagious. The real other problem with the contagiousness of measles is that you are infectious before you get the classic rash. So people will often ask about, you know, what do I need to look out for measles? What are the signs and symptoms of measles? And it's tricky because it starts as a fever and a cold. The classic symptoms are the three C's, cough, coryza, and conjunctivitis. Cough, everyone knows. Coryza is really symptoms of a cold, nasal congestion, runny nose, and conjunctivitis is red eyes. And in the middle of winter, that's a lot of people. That could be flu, that could be many different viral infections. Patients will often have a fever, sometimes as high as 103, 104, but it's not until about 4 days later that they get the classic measles rash. And the classic measles rash is a red rash starting on the face, spreading out through the body. The problem is they were contagious during all of that run-up time. So if you think you just had a bad cold or a fever and didn't think that you had measles, you've potentially exposed all of these other people you were in contact with over those 4 days. So we prompt clinicians to look for the early signs of measles, but really to have a high suspicion for measles and get the history of vaccination and possible exposure. Because if a patient potentially has measles, we want to isolate them as fast as possible in the hospital setting or keep them at home so that they're not spreading it to other susceptible people in your office, in the hospital, or walking through the mall. The idea of vaccine as a public health measure really is paramount in measles. Patients who are protected are much safer than patients that have not been vaccinated. The American Academy of Pediatrics, the Centers for Disease Control, have published a lot of handouts, talking points, and educational materials for people and parents, especially who might be nervous or hesitant to give their child the vaccine. It is a extremely safe vaccine. There are minimal side effects, although some patients might have fever, and it is very effective. Two doses of measles vaccine is somewhere about 97-98% effective in preventing measles in an outbreak setting. So I think that the takeaways from all of this are the risk that is currently happening in public health with decreased vaccination rates and increased measles clinical cases. The number one way to protect yourself is to be vaccinated. And it is important, if you do think you might have been exposed to measles and are becoming ill, to notify your physician or other healthcare professionals right away.